You're listening to SBS News.
Just a warning that this story contains distressing content.
Back in April, a displacement camp in Sudan was raided by militants in one of the most shocking episodes in more than 2.5 years of civil war. The famine-ravaged Zamzam camp in the Darfur region was not considered a military target, but it didn't stop the paramilitary rapid support forces from storming the site, which was home to around 500,000 displaced people. A new report from the United Nations Human Rights Office has found that this attack saw more than 1,000 civilians killed by the RSF. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Volker Turk says during the takeover, the RSF directed attacks against civilians, conducting mass killings, rapes, torture and abductions as people attempted to flee.
Over 1,000 civilians were killed, 319 of them summarily executed, some in their homes and others in the main market, in schools, health facilities and mosques. And more than 400,000 people were displaced once again.
The findings are based on interviews conducted in July with 155 survivors and witnesses who fled to the neighbouring country of Chad. One of them testified that 8 people hiding in a room in the camp were killed by RSF fighters who inserted rifles through a window and shot at the group. Mr. Turk says they also found a disturbing pattern of sexual violence.
At least 104 people, including 75 women, 26 girls and 3 boys, most of them from the Sagawa ethnic tribe, were subjected to gruesome sexual violence, including rape and gang rape and sexual slavery. Sexual violence appears to have been deliberately used to inflict terror on the community.
Back in August, SBS spoke to Mohammed Doda, a Zagawa man who was trapped inside the city of El Fasha, which was also under siege by the RSF at the time. Mr. Doda had been the spokesperson for the Zamzam camp before the raid and was shot in the foot during the attack. He says the fighters turned their violence on the camp's last remaining medical clinic, killing at least 9 Relief International aid workers, a claim supported by the aid group.
The entire Relief International staff had been wiped out, including the camp director and 9 other employees. I found their bodies stacked, each with a bullet wound to the head.
Volker Turk says these executions and acts of sexual violence against civilians could be war crimes and appear to be consistent with the Rapid Support Forces' behaviour in the raid on El Fasha later in the year.
Such deliberate killing of civilians or persons hors de combat may constitute the war crime of murder. There must be an impartial, thorough and effective investigation into the attack on the camp, and those responsible for serious violations of international law must be punished. These horrific patterns of violations committed with impunity are consistent with what my office has repeatedly documented, including during the RSF takeover of El Fasher in October.
The United States government and several human rights organizations have accused the Rapid Support Forces of genocidal acts in Darfur. The RSF did not immediately respond to a request for comment on this story, but the group has previously denied harming civilians and claims of genocide. Mohammed Doda escaped Zamzam to the famine-stricken city of El Fasha, which was blockaded by the RSF for over 18 months. He told SBS the RSF routinely attacked civilians and he was worried for his own fate.
They killed innocent people. They rape it. If the rapid support control it, Al Fashir, surely I will die and other people like me will die, you know.
Mohammed Doda's friends and family have confirmed that when the RSF overran the city of El Fasher in early November, he was executed. The RSF has been accused of killing and kidnapping tens of thousands of people in the takeover by the United Nations and independent observers at the Yale Humanitarian Lab. Head of the research lab, Nathaniel Raymond, tells independent news outlet Democracy Now! That the RSF forces are now attempting to cover up these alleged war crimes.
What we're seeing through very high resolution satellite imagery is at least 140 large piles of bodies that appear at the end of October into early November. And we see basically a pattern of activity by the Rapid Support Forces that indicates they've been burning and burying bodies for almost the better part of 5 weeks. Meanwhile, we see none of the pattern of life that we expect to see in a place with civilians.
Sam Dover, SBS News.